Hi, William. How are you? It's Nadine. Returning
good. How
your
are
call.
You?
Good, good. So I know you have some changes. Listen, if it's easier for you to have us do the changes, we will do that. Okay? So
okay.
That way, because I know you're still trying to learn how to maneuver through all of that, right? So
yeah,
let me see. I'm looking at some notes. So
okay.
One of the gals put on the revisions, add service page for, also add under expert services and homepage. I'm looking at some things, third service, roofing contractors, add mural painting and decorative painting to the content on the interior painting service page, change the proudly serving on contact page, Chittenden County, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Lamoille County, and Washington County.
Three counties.
Okay. What changes do you want made so I can notate it?
Okay, so I guess those would be the ones, and then there's one other one it says proudly serve thousands of customers in Duxbury, Vermont.
Let me see if I can pull it up, the website.
Okay. I should be able to pull it up here, too.
My computer is taking forever to load. Of course.
All of a sudden.
It's like all of a sudden now you want to take your time. It's like, come on. What's going on here?
I've got the same problem. And a lot of rain.
You guys got a lot of rain right now?
Yeah, it's just starting. I guess it's Also, there's about 2 feet of snow, but it's also raining now. It's supposed to rain for a couple, close to a full day. So
no way.
That's for some people in flood categories when you have much snow melting with rain at the same time. So hopefully it mellows out.
Right.
We're up kind of at elevation, so it's not so bad, but below is definitely not in a good place when we get a bunch of rain and there's still this much snow on the ground.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can go through it in another way. For some reason, my computer's not letting me open it. Come on, guy. What's going on here? What's up? Okay. Are you talking about our story? Let me see. Customer satisfaction, trusted by more than 1,000 customers in Duxbury, Vermont.
Yeah. So there aren't even 1,000 people in the town.
Right.
I've done a lot of work, but it's been throughout the state. So I'm wondering if maybe just taking that whole thing out for now until I get some personal or some people, their actual, have some of my clients actually put something in there. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but I don't believe that, and there's such sense.
Okay, so I'm going to say
whether it's the,
or maybe they can word it a different way or something. I'm going to say Will called in, needs the following removed from his My Site. And I'm going to put it in quotations. Okay. He says there isn't even 1,000 people in that town. know what I mean? So if anybody's from there, they're going to be like, what the heck? Did our number increase on the population?
Right, yeah. It would just kind of be a red flag. Like, that does not make sense at all.
Of course. Listen, this is what we're here for. Any changes?
Yeah, maybe even if it just said, you know, proudly serving customers in the state of Vermont or in the, in, you know, throughout Vermont or something like
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to put, or maybe word it saying throughout Vermont. Yeah, because that would make more sense, right?
Yeah, and even in Vermont, there's less than a million people. So even, you know, maybe taking the number 1,000 out, you know, I've probably worked for 100 different clients in 20 years, but just saying, you know, proudly serving the state
Duxbury,
of Vermont.
Vermont?
Or maybe not even Duxbury, like, it's those three counties. So maybe
proudly serving. Yeah.
Central Vermont. That would make sense. Cause it kind of, the locals kind of do break up the state into kind of three different areas. So it's Northern Vermont, which is considered the Northeast Kingdom, and then Central Vermont and Southern Vermont. So maybe proudly serving customers throughout Central Vermont.
Okay, so I'm going to read my notes. William Calden needs another change to his my site. And I'm going to say, please remove trusted by more than 1,000 customers in Duxbury, Vermont. He says there isn't even 1,000 people in the in that town. Do you want me to have them once it replaced with proudly serving customers throughout, or do you want to put like trusted? Or do you want us to just put the proudly serving customers throughout Central Vermont? Let's change it to that. Okay. I'm going to put would like it replaced with.
Yeah, or maybe just, what about if we just put Vermont even? I wonder if that would, maybe that makes sense. Just the state.
I would say probably serving customers throughout Vermont, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't put Central, right? Because then it's like you're only serving just that area. Let's just put Vermont.
Yeah, because it's coming from California. It's about the size of, you know.
Right?
Between San Diego and L.A. is pretty much the whole state here. It's tiny.
No way. Oh, yeah. For sure. We need that. removed. Okay.
So just
to kind of go over what I put,
okay,
that to please remove more than 1,000 customers in Duxbury, Vermont, okay, trusted by. And then we're going to put, he says that there isn't 1,000 people in the town, would like it replaced with, hold on, proudly serving customers. Proudly serving customers throughout Vermont. Oh, you know what I think it is? It's because, okay, think about this. It's customer satisfaction, right?
Yeah.
So.
Or satisfied customers, proudly served satisfied customers throughout the state of Vermont.
Something like that. Let me see. Proudly serving.
Or served. Like
trusted by Satisfied. Well, if I could spell satisfied right. Satisfied customers throughout Vermont. Okay. So proudly serving satisfied customers throughout Vermont. So I'll tell them to put that. And then, and I know there's other changes that they were making. So I'll send that over to the team. Okay.
Okay, great. And I saw there was somebody had, I guess, had sent a lead, but so I tried logging in and it said zero leads, or somebody contacted and then it said zero leads.
I could look in your client dashboard. Let me take a look. You've already come up in 35 search results. Wow, you're already getting good traction here. Yeah, it says something about a new lead, but I don't see a lead in there.
Yeah, okay. Cause
you're good.
Also had a number. It wasn't even a phone number. It was like 10 or 11 digits or something. So maybe it was some sort of spam somehow they got.
Maybe. Okay. And then I know did they do the voice or a phone verification with you over the phone or something?
No, let's see. Well, I just did a phone. I was trying to get through to someone, and I had set an appointment for tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Morning to speak to somebody, but it's just pretty much going over what we had just said.
So, okay, awesome. Okay, William. Well, they're moving along, Will, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's moving and
did you talk to the post office yet?
So, when I spoke to Moses, when he was putting that together, he thought that I should send it to a house rather than a post office. So, a guy that worked for me, I just had it sent to his.
Awesome. Awesome. And the address won't show. So, you're good.
And that's apartment in the town of Burlington, or just outside of Burlington in Winooski, and I'd send it there. And so I just said, look out for something that has my company name on it. And
perfect. Yeah, it'll get there within 6 to 10 days. Tom, don't throw it away.
Yeah, and he's like, can you put my name on it? I'm like, it'll come there.
You're like, no.
Give me the letter.
You're like, no, bro. All right, then. So I'll get that message sent out to them, okay? You have a good day.
Thank you for your help. Yes.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.